Have you ever felt like your brain just operates differently now that you're a mom? Like it's always tired, or you're always just not quite functioning at your highest capacity. Can anyone else relate? Because I know that is a huge struggle for me, which is why I'm so excited to introduce you to our guest today, Hannah Keeley. She's no stranger to the exhaustion, fatigue, and stress that so often comes with motherhood. And as a young mom herself, she struggled with depression and overwhelm and anxiety, health issues, just all the things. And after looking around at her life and realizing that it was really nothing like she thought it would be, she decided it was time to do something about it. And now Hannah is a mom of 7 and a life coach for moms, helping them get rid of stress for good. And today Hannah joins me on the podcast to talk about her book, Mom Fog. Mom Fog is the step-by-step guide to walk moms out of mom fatigue syndrome, which, yes, did you know that that's actually a real thing? We're going to talk about it. Hannah's going to dive all the way into mom fatigue syndrome today, and teach us how to move into a life of higher energy and just more productivity and less stress and less overwhelm, which, if you're anything like me, it's like, yep, sign me up. I'll check that box for the less stress and less overwhelm, please. And thank you. So if you are someone who you feel like you're just always tired, you're struggling with stress, with overwhelm, this episode is going to be a great, great listen for you. Hannah is a wealth of knowledge, and she was just so fun to talk to. And I hope you enjoy this conversation and that you learn a lot out of it. So grab something to take notes with, listen in, and let's get into today's episode. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us on the Joy-Filled Podcast today.
Oh, Jenna, this is going to be so much fun. I love this. Anything talking about moms and action and abundance, and let's just go for it. I love the idea of just joy is always accessible.
Yes, yes. That's what we're all about. That's the heart behind the Joy-Filled Podcast, is that, you know, motherhood is very hard. It can be very, you know, there's lots of struggles that come with it, but there is still joy here. And that's not just happiness. It's not just superficial, but it's, you know, it's a promise from God that we can have joy in every season of our lives, no matter what. So I am super excited about just getting to have you here. And you are, you know, you're a life coach, you're an ordained minister, you're an author, you are a mama of a whole handful of kids.
And actually, so like more than just a handful.
Two handfuls. And so I would just love to know if you could share a little bit about your story and how did you get to where you are now? I would love for you to just give us a little insight into you.
Well, it's a lot. I don't really, everyone's always like, how did you get here? I will tell you something that probably is not going to answer that question, but it is the truth. And wherever you want to go and whatever you see that you want your life to look like, and I'm knowing this more and more and more as I get older. So, I just believe that it's all in the presence of God. That's where our joy is. That's where the vision that we have for our life. Like, if we seek God first, that's why he says, like, you know, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things are added. Mm-hmm. So many times it's like, well, how'd you get the things? Like, how did you get the platform? And how did you get the show? And how'd you get, because you seek first the kingdom of God, and then he adds all the things. Because the deal is, if you get the things, but you don't have God, the things don't give you joy.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
So it's just, but we still had this idea like, well, as soon as I get there, it's going to be better than here. But that's such an illusion. It's mm-hmm. not. It's you are right here where you are. You get to decide if you have joy or not. But so in a nutshell, I had several kids. I was a behavior therapist and I had several kids and was just totally overwhelmed. Honestly, I mm-hmm. struggled with anxiety. I had depression. The house was cluttered, behind on bills, like you name it. It was basically like how not to do life. Mm. It was just like so hard. And one day I walked in and I caught a glimpse of myself and I was in my 20s and I was like way too young to look so old. Oh. You know, I was just like, who is that person in the mirror? Yeah. That can't be me. And I just like, it was so dramatic. If there had been like a camera crew there, it would have been a great reality show because I just like fell on the floor and I'm bawling and crying, snotty crying. And, you know, that ugly cry where you can't tell your like snot from tears. It's just all this mass on your face. And so I'm just bawling and waiting for someone to just come into my life, like someone to knock on the door and say, guess what? You won the lottery. Or guess what? We're going to help you get in shape. Or I'm here to organize your home, or, you know, something outside of me to rescue me. And mm-hmm. And God clearly did not have that in mind. And so he spoke to me there in the laundry pile as I'm bawling my eyes out. And I'm begging, like I'm crying out to God. It was so dramatic. Jenna, it was so like literally it should have a music soundtrack. It's like Adele should be singing or something. It was so dramatic. But so here I am like calling out to God because he cannot forsake me. What's going on? And God, I need you. And he said so clearly, get up and fold your laundry.
Mm.
Like I wanted the heavens to part and I wanted you know, like an angel to come down and hand me maybe like $75,000. Say, here, let's get started. Here, this will give you a jump start. But he did give me a jump start. He's like, get up and fold your laundry. So
yeah.
I was like, okay. It's that verse in Proverbs that says, there is a way that seems right unto men, and the end thereof, there is surely death. Like all of my strategies. And I was a behavior therapist, but here I am struggling with anxiety and depression and overwhelm. Like, wait a minute, something's not hitting, right? So I was like, okay, my ways are not working. So let me just try out God because his word still stands, right? So long story short, or maybe long story long, I don't know, but folded my laundry and just started operating in like very radical obedience to God and started really searching his word for the things that he said about how to change my life and how to change my heart and how to get different results. And it started working. And I started sharing these strategies with other moms, which led to a platform and books and a TV show and all that kind of stuff. But it was basically just I had to get out of the wilderness before God could say, okay, now let's go help some other people.
Yeah, I love that. Isn't it interesting how most often, more often than not, the big things in our life, the life-changing things, they start with just faithful obedience that feels so small. And so, you know, folding your laundry, like that feels so meaningless. But, you know, what he was really saying is just be found faithful with where you're at and what you have.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think so often, like you said, we forget, or we want the things, or we want to arrive there. But we forget that so often it starts with faithful obedience because, you know, he says that when we're faithful with little, you know, we'll be given much. So I just, I think
and
that's so
and there's
beautiful.
Honestly no little. There's no little.
Right. Yeah.
Like we think folding the laundry is little. That is such a delusion. Because it's all the same. It's just obedience.
Yeah.
So we think it might be little, but in God's eyes, it's all just being proven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about. It's about what state am I going to hold today? Like just today, what am I going to believe about what's possible for my life? And where am I going to focus? And so when we make those decisions, it's just hard for moms, though.
It is.
Because we do have mom brain. Like it's legit. It's real. When a woman is like, I have spent over a decade, 2 decades researching the mom brain, because I was like, all of these strategies are not working for me. Mm-hmm. Like, something's got to give. And I was fine before I had babies, and now I'm not. Like, what is happening? And I started researching the mom brain and realized that there are anatomical changes that happen in a woman's brain after she's pregnant. Like, she actually loses gray matter in her brain. And also, she has an expanded cognitive field, which basically that means it's hard to focus. Because now, have you ever heard of like mother's intuition?
Yes.
Okay, it's kind of like that, wait, I like that mom sense that we have.
Yep.
But it's true. We have this new skill set. It's just our cognitive awareness field has been expanded so that we can be able to see more potential dangers in our environment, because now our brain is designed to not just keep us alive, but our children too.
Right.
So that's why some moms are like, I can't finish what I start, and I walk in a room and I can't even remember why I was here, and I can't focus. I feel like I have a fog, you know, I'm walking around in a fog. You are like, you have mom brain, and it's real. But here's the biggest risk for moms is this creates a sense of frustration, right? Mm-hmm. We can't finish what we start, and it seems like we're falling behind, and now we're binge eating, and we're like distracting ourselves, and all these things that drive us crazy. So we start looking for solutions, right? Mm-hmm. We go to Google, we look for the decluttering programs and the budgeting software and the diets. 99% of these are created by people that do not have mom brain. So now it might work for them. They have awesome testimonials. You try it, it doesn't work. And now you don't just have mom brain. Now you have this added layer of, I feel like a failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it didn't work for me. It worked for everyone else. Why didn't it work for me? And that's what leads to, it's a condition called learned helplessness. And in a mom, it manifests as mom fatigue syndrome. So that's why I wrote the book Mom Fog, so that I could give moms practical steps on knowing what's going on in your brain, first of all, and knowing how to get results by working with your brain instead of against it.
That's so good. So basically what Hannah's saying is we're not crazy, and there's a scientific reason why we struggle to finish tasks and commit to things and see things through and all of that. So we're all in good company together. We're all walking through this together. Be encouraged.
Yeah, you're
today.
Not broken.
You're not broken. Your brain is just different. If you've ever felt like, gosh, I'm so different than before I had kids, good news, you are.
Yeah. And here's the cool thing. Your brain is doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like those times where we're like, I just know it's just too quiet here. And then you find out like your kids, like your toddler's sticking all the toilet paper down the toilet or something. Or maybe one of your kids comes home from school and your husband's like, no, they're fine. And I'm like, I just think something's up. I don't know. I just have this like feeling. And then you talk with them and there something happened at school. So your brain is doing what it should. And we need to be grateful for that and hold a ton of mercy with ourselves of like, I'm willing to forget and drive away from Starbucks with my coffee on top of the car if it means I am a more perceptive mom.
Right.
Like, that's okay. Right. It's like a give and take.
Right. Absolutely. So you've kind of explained to us a little about mom fog and mom brain and all of those things. What are, because I am all about like, give us action steps and give us like, because this can't be just something that we – like there's got to be a way for us to move forward and still be, you know, productive and learn how to, I guess, optimize this new brain that we have. So what are some tangible action steps that we can take to kind of overcome mom fog or, you know, just work with it and work with our brain?
Yeah. And see, I definitely want to go into that. But here's what a mom will do is they'll get out their phone or a piece of paper and write these down as if they're bullet points and then never look at it again. I just know, like I've been coaching moms for over 2 decades. I know what they do. So instead of like you can go to momfog.com, get the complete program. It walks you day by day through like it's 8 modules. It walks you through it. So it's all there. And if I gave you all of those steps, your mom brain would kick in and it would just be a fog. So
yeah,
but the starting point where we have to start is massive action.
Yeah.
And we can't take action until we know there's no condemnation. So in the Bible it says there's now no condemnation mm-hmm. for those in Christ. And so we know that means this idea that I'm not enough, or that I failed, or that I'm not, I can't do this well enough, or someone could do this better, there's something wrong with me, or I'm broken, or all of those thoughts that moms have, okay, it's that internal dialogue. Mm-hmm. If we could just stop the noise for a second and say, no, I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and I'm okay.
Yes.
Like, there's no condemnation. I am okay. I'm supposed to be here. Nothing's wrong with this. This is normal. Just that idea, like, let's breathe into that spot, first of all, and realize, like, you're not behind. Mm-hmm. You're not, like, you don't have to play catch up. You are enough. You're okay. So just, like, wherever you are listening, just take a deep breath and know that you're good.
Yeah.
Like, you're good.
Yeah.
There's no race. Yep. You're good. It's just an open field of God's love, and we're all in this field together, and we all have sprinkled cupcakes, and we're all happy, and it's all, like, it's all a big party. Like, you're good. You're invited. So after we can get to that spot where we know there's no condemnation, mm-hmm. that first step, and you'll find in my book, that is the first step we have to take, is massive action. Is we have to decide, okay, do I want to stay in this place where I feel overwhelmed? Or do I want to take some massive action and work in a way that could feel counterintuitive and just do the next thing? And that next thing might just be picking up a copy of Mom Fog and opening it up and actually doing it, like yes. doing that first thing, you know? But the thing is, with coaching, I've found that the best coaches, what they will tell you to do is always counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you want to do something. Like, and that's what people come to me. I know I need to do something different. Or what do I do about this problem? First of all, you're not a human doing. You're a human being. Mm-hmm. So that first step of massive action is going to feel crazy. But I mean, if you look at Mom Fog and you follow it, that massive action is just a decision. It's just a decision. It is not let's go fast or go detox your diet or go declutter. No, I am not going to tell you to do anything until you can get to the belief that all things are possible. So we're just going to, that first thing is just making the decision that I can create my life if mm-hmm. I decide that I'm worthy, if I just make that decision.
Yeah, that's so good. I love what you said about just choosing and deciding to believe and all of that. Because I think sometimes maybe you have some thoughts on this too, as Christians, I think, especially in this like culture and society where like abundance and manifestation is, and this isn't really something that we talked about, but this is that we talked about previously, but this is just something that came to my mind. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. But it's really like prevalent right now in our society. And I think as Christians, it can be hard to know like, well, where's the line? Like, where's the line between, you know, staying in biblical alignment, but also like taking action, because there is a piece. We can't just sit around and wait for God, you know, to like, oh God, please change me. And then we don't do anything. So how does that, how do we kind of marry that? Like, cause you said you can create your life. And I think that is, we all need to hear that more, that we are in charge of our life. But as a Christian, how do we marry that with also, you know, letting go of control and giving God and following his plan and all of that? I would love to hear your thoughts.
Okay, so I might say something that could rile up some of your listeners. Okay, this is kind of heated, so it's okay if you don't like me after this. Okay. But a lot of us, it feels good to say God is in control. Mm-hmm. But he has given you control. He said, all authority I give you to go mm-hmm. cast out demons, to go heal the sick, to go raise the dead. In Genesis, he said, you, now that I've blessed you, you, go be fruitful, go multiply, go subdue the earth. Like, he has told us to go do. So if we're like, okay, I'm just going to wait for God to change everything in my life, he's like, why are you waiting on me? Like, forget mm-hmm. that. I sent Jesus.
Yeah.
It's done. It's a finished work. Now you get to do it. And so this idea that God's in control, if it makes you feel better, fine. But if you don't like the results, do something about it. And that could be doing the thing that is scary, because you know that God has equipped you and anointed you, empowered you, and blessed you so that you can go do it. Like if we're sitting and waiting for it to fall in our lap, just, okay, here's what's going to happen. It doesn't. And then here we are at the end of our life. We're standing before the throne of God. He's like, what did you do with those talents that I put in you? You're like, well, I was waiting on you. It's like, no, what did you do? Like, remember the evil servant. He said, yeah. I hid it. I hid it in the ground. What did the other servants do? They said, I occupied. I took it to market. I put it out there in the world, as scary as it was. And here's the deal. One time I was meditating on this parable, right? And the Holy Spirit told me it wouldn't have mattered if they took it to market and lost everything. It wasn't in like, oh, here, look, I multiplied it. Mm-hmm. It was, I did the scary thing and I let go of it in order to create something different. And the Holy Spirit is like, if they had lost everything, but had still taken it out there to the world, they would have done the good thing. They would have done the righteous thing. And I remember thinking, well, why did this, like, if this servant with the talents, and he said, I knew you to be a shrewd master, so I hid it. First of all, he said, well, if you knew me to be shrewd, then why didn't you just take it to the bank and let me have interest? So the thing was, we will always see our opportunity in this world the way we see our God. Wow. So if we believe God is limited, then we will believe our opportunity in this world is limited. And the way we see our maker is how we see the market, and we will pull back, we will pull away, and we will hide our light. And that's just what he did. He hid it. Now, why didn't he put it in the bank? Because he always had the intention of going back and digging it up and doing something with it. So why do we stop? Because we hold the intention, but we never couple it with action. Therefore, we just continue to wait on God, and he's there saying, nope, I'm waiting on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so good. That is so good. And I think it's so good for moms to hear too, because a lot of times our action looks a lot different than, you know, a really career focused person or a person without kids. Like our focus is different, and our, you know, a lot of times our priorities are different. You know, we're very family focused and focused on our kids. And a lot of us in this joy-filled community, we, you know, are stay-at-home moms primarily and all of that. And so I think that it can be easy to feel like these scriptures, I know I've felt this, the scriptures in the Bible about, you know, working hard unto the Lord and not, you know, wasting our talents and all of that. It can feel like, but this season of motherhood, the season with littles, kind of feels like I'm just wasting my talents. I'm just wasting, like, who I am. And so I just, I always love when we can speak to moms and we can hear that encouragement of like, this season is impactful and is important. Yeah. And you are working in this season too. It just looks different, but it's still, you know, it's not a wasted season. Yeah.
Can I change that for you with one simple illustration?
Yeah.
Because a lot of moms are like, this, it just feels like I'm on like wash, rinse, repeat, and I'm not moving forward. Okay. Have you ever noticed, like, have you ever had gerbils?
I had a hamster when I was.
Okay. You had a hamster, right? Okay. So there's that hamster wheel, right? That's inside the cage, and a hamster gets in there, it's like, and spinning around, not going anywhere. That's what a lot of moms feel like. It's like every day I just am in the hamster wheel. But if you notice, have you ever seen one of those hamster balls that you can put your hamster in and it can go all around the house? Yep. Okay. Nothing's different about the hamster. It's still running. So it doesn't know whether it's in a wheel or in a ball. So when God, from God's vision, if we could just adopt, like 1 John 4:17 tells us, as he is, so are we in this world. So if we can adopt that vision of God that can look down from heavenly perspective and see what we're actually doing, we are actually making progress. We're in the hamster ball. We are making progress. We're moving forward. It just feels like a wheel. So understand today, like, yes, it can feel like yesterday, but it's not. You are moving forward in a supernatural realm that we may or may not be able to perceive right now, but you are moving forward.
Yeah, that's so good. I know I keep saying that's so good every time you say something, but it really is. It's just so, I just love anytime we can, I can just sit down and hear, especially hear from somebody who is further along in motherhood and, you know, you have older kids, and because this community, we're primarily like, we got probably, I would say most of us have kids like 5 and under and are in that season of just where it, like you said, feels like a hamster wheel. And so,
yeah.
And it's like, it's this constant renewing our minds of like, this is purposeful. This is important work. This is, you know, this yeah. is where God placed me. And so I always appreciate anytime we can have somebody come on that can just kind of share that encouragement. And so I think now, hopefully, we've gotten to a place where we do believe, like what we were talking about earlier, that belief. We have that belief. So do you have any other kind of action steps or things that we can do in this? So we believe, we have that belief. So now when it comes to mom fog and that mom brain, like, do you have any other action steps for us in working with our brain and
yeah.
doing that?
Well, one of the things that we do, if you and you can literally just go to momfog.com today and download it. Like, it is like, just get it downloaded so you can get that in your hands. But one of the steps is we turn our action steps into basically like autopilot habits. So it's one of the things that works really well for mom brain. But one of those things you can start working on today is just to master the morning. Just that one, if you can like decide, okay, these first 2 hours of my life are sacred. So it might look like a baby waking you up, or it might look like you waking up. If possible, it's better for you to wake up the day than the day to wake you up, because that starts you in a proactive mode.
Yeah.
So it could be just something simple, because I like to do baby steps. Like inside Mom Master University, we do these master habits, and we do one master habit every 2 weeks. So when you get inside Mom Master University, you only work on one small habit. You do it for 2 weeks, and then you do what's called habit stacking, and you stack up the next habit on there, right? And one of those first things is just to wake up to an alarm. That's it.
Yeah.
And don't make an alarm that's like, bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
Like, have an alarm that is this. Okay, here's a trick. It's a song that will get you out of bed, but that when you hear it, like, you don't want to pick a favorite song because you will hate it after a while. So you got to pick a song that's a little bit like, oh my gosh, okay, this is waking me up. Like, I had Kung Fu Fighting on there one time. It's like, okay, and literally, I am not kidding. To this day, when my kids hear, ooh, like at the beginning, they're like, no. So get something that is, you don't want a favorite song, because then you'll just lay in bed and be like, oh, this is nice. Let me just lay here a while.
That is an awesome hack. The only way, I was just telling my husband this last night before we were going to bed. I was like, the only way that I can get out of bed is if I put my phone, my alarm, opposite side of the room. So I have to actually get, otherwise I'm just like, snooze, we're done.
Yeah.
Right from bed.
Yeah, so totally.
That's my way of getting out of bed is, because it's so funny that you said this, master your morning, because this is something that I've like, this year been really working on being more intentional.
Way to go.
Of like, I need to wake up before my kids. My youngest is, we're moving out of the baby stage. And so I can do this. I don't have a baby waking me up. And so it's just been, and I will say, I can attest that it is life changing. And that I've gotten into a habit of it, on the days that it doesn't happen, I'm like thrown off for my whole day, because I'm I just feel like I haven't woken up. I feel like I haven't started my day because I didn't get that time before the kids woke up. So
That whole like carpe diem, like seize the day. Don't worry about seizing the whole day. Just seize the first 2 hours. Like, make it simple. Just get the first 2 hours. And what happens is you can carpe the morning. And then it just kind of like sets the momentum for the rest of the day.
It'll snowball. I've seen that to be true in my life. Absolutely. So I can attest to the morning. That is, if you do nothing else, master your morning. I love that that's just a super simple action step that we can all take today. We can make a commitment. Yeah. If we're, our season allows, obviously, if you've got a brand new baby, if you, you know, if you're in that newborn stage, it's okay. Don't feel pressured to try to wake up early or whatever. But for most of us, this is something that we can try to start doing. So I just thank you so much for that super, super actionable, easy step, something that we can all do, even if it is a little bit hard. We can do it. We can do hard things.
But we can, yeah, we can do hard things. We're not like fragile snowflakes.
Yeah, no.
Like, we're not going to melt under the heat. Like, come on.
We're freaking moms.
We livered, like, pushed a baby.
We are superhuman.
I know. Like, you can do hard things. Like, come on. Give yourself some credit.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I've just loved everything that you've shared has just been so, so good and so rich and so actionable. Like I said earlier, I love anything that's like, you know, help us dive into this right now. What can we walk away with right now? So do you have any last encouragement for the mom listening who is hearing you talk about mom fog and mom brain? And she's like, oh my gosh, that's me. I'm on the hamster wheel. Yeah. I'm overwhelmed. Yeah. You're describing me in a nutshell and I have no idea how to get out of it. Do you have any encouragement for her?
Oh, totally. First of all, how awesome. Like, what evidence that God loves you that you're hearing this right now?
Mm, yeah.
Because I don't believe like you lucked into this. I believe you were led here.
Yes.
Because God's like, I heard you. I got you. Yeah. And you're okay. And literally, like, that next step is just go download the book. Just get mom fog.
Yes.
And like, it doesn't have to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jenna, you said it. Like, first of all, we could do hard things, but honestly, we make things look a lot harder than they really are. Like,
oh,
it's not that hard.
I will be the first
you know,
to admit that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so that, like, what beautiful evidence that God loves you, that you're hearing this right now, and you got Jenna rooting for you, you got me rooting for you, and we're like, yeah, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
And we got you. Like, you're safe, and it's good, and God loves you. So what a beautiful place to start right here, right now.
Yep. Start here, start small, because like Hannah said, like you said before, it's not small. The faithful obedience, nothing is small about it. So I just thank you again so much for everything that you've shared with us. I would love to know if you could share, where can we connect with you? Where can we learn from you more? I know that you're a coach and you have books and all of these things. And I think that your what you do, the work that you do, is so important for moms. And so I would love for you to just share a little bit about that and share with us how we can learn from you more.
Yeah, well, you can always hit me up on Instagram. Like, I'm always answering. And it's me. It's legit me. So if you like, DM me on Instagram. It's just Hannah Keeley. It's not that hard to find. And let me know. Like, tell me what you're dealing with. And I'm always doing YouTube live streams every Wednesday at noon Eastern. I'm always doing a live stream answering questions, and I got my the Hannah Keeley podcast. But like, I'd love to connect with you, but I really want you to connect with yourself and get started.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is the best place to be. So just go to momfog.com and just get started today.
Mm. Plain and simple. That's
plain
as
and simple.
Easy as
keep
we
it
can
simple,
lay it
baby.
Here. Yes. Yes. All of Hannah's links will be in the show notes. Momfog.com will be linked in the show notes. Please, please, please do yourself a favor and learn from Hannah. If you liked this little 30-minute blurb today, you're going to love everything that she has to say, everything that she, all of the research that she's done. Such a wealth of knowledge. And we are just, again, we're so blessed to get to learn from you today. So thank you. Thank you so much for coming and just teaching us and encouraging us today, Hannah.
Oh, this was a blast. Thank you so much, Jenna.
If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.